What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care. So sit back, relax, and defocus.
Hey guys, it's Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, and did you know that nearly 90% of non-melanoma skin cancers are linked to exposure to UV radiation from the sun? When you prescribe Kazal no-glare lenses, know that you're prescribing comprehensive UV protection. The Skin Cancer Foundation has awarded Kazal no-glare lenses its seal of recommendation for their safe and effective protection against UV light. The seal of recommendation is overseen by renowned experts in photobiology and granted to products that meet the foundation's stringent criteria for safe and effective sun protection. If you want to learn more about the available technology we can prescribe for patient protection, make sure you check out Not All UV Protection is the Same, Why Good Enough Isn't Enough, led by Dr. Millicent Knight at The Bridge at Vision Expo East on Saturday, March 28th from 3:15 to 4:15.
Greetings, colleagues, and welcome to the Defocus Media Podcast. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. And today on the podcast, we're going to talk about something that I truly, truly love. Everyone knows I'm very passionate when it comes to doctor-patient interaction. And in order to be successful with doctor-patient interaction, you really have to know the resources and products that you have in your office. And today, I have someone that knows all about products. Friends and family, I'd like to welcome our friend, our colleague, Mr. Jeff Harrell. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing great.
Awesome, awesome. For those who may not know who you are and what you're truly passionate about, if you don't mind just giving us an overview of how you got into eye care and also your title that you have as well with Essilor.
Okay, well, this is Jeff Harrell. I'm the Senior Director of Products at Essilor of America, so that means I'm responsible for the product management and marketing of every category that we have, from progressive lenses to photochromic, any no-glare coating, polarized, any harmful blue light product, really the whole gamut, plus all of our great brands like Verilox, Kazal, Transitions, and Eyezen. How I got into optical is a funny story. I got into optical because of monster.com. I don't even think that website still exists. I was at a market research firm, and we did surveys for Nextel, if you remember Nextel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, Nextel got bought by Sprint.
Yeah, the little flip phones.
Yeah, Nextel got bought by Sprint. No one thought to actually go and, like, try to keep the contract with Sprint since they merged. And so I was like, I need to find something else. So when there was still Monster.com and CareerBuilder.com, there was a job opening at Essilor. Had no clue what they've done. Found it, got it, and I've been here ever since, just nice. Bouncing around a couple different roles. I've managed Verilux, I've managed Eyezen, our AR. I've worked abroad at our offices in Sydney. I've launched tons of products. Some are amazing, some are okay.
I love how you're keeping it real with us today.
But no, I mean, I think optical can quickly become a passion.
Absolutely.
Because there's so many different aspects to it. There is the science and the technology, because until I got in this business, I had no idea how much technology and R&D goes into a 60 millimeter piece of plastic. Mm. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It is phenomenal. Whether you're talking to engineers, physicists, chemists, all these just disciplines are involved. There's obviously the fashion element, right? Whether
Absolutely.
It's transition style colors, obviously, we have some new frames that we're involved with Luxottica, so the style there. And then there's the people aspect, right? This is, you are filling a need for someone to actually live their life. Vision is such an important sense, and for people that don't have perfect vision or can't have that sight, that is going to directly impact their quality of life. So knowing that we are changing people's lives day in and day out, it just makes it a great place to come to work.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I got into eye care. Before I went to optometry school, I actually sold glasses. And, you know, the concept of, you know, function and fashion and giving a person a new pair of glasses and they put them on and the smile that you see on their face.
Yep.
I mean, it almost sends chills through your body. I mean, it's so rewarding. And, you know, as a result of that, that's why I became an optometrist.
Yep.
I was like, hey, you know what? I love this retail aspect, but I want to be the one on the opposite side that's actually writing out that prescription.
Exactly.
You know, but with that being said, let's talk about some products.
Okay.
I know this year, Essilor has some amazing products in the pipeline.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. I know earlier you were touching on a few things. Number one, the Eyezen Start, which I am a big fan of Eyezen,
yes.
So we definitely have to touch on that.
Yes.
Number two, Verilux Comfort Max.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely excited about that. I know that's going to be a game changer. And then also, Kazal Rock. which is going to be pretty nice. I can't wait to hear more about that. I was doing a Facebook Live earlier, and I was just thinking about all my patients that come in, and I look at their glasses, and it looks like someone took sandpaper to clean their glasses, basically. So I'm just thinking of the benefit of the patient being happy, less warranties, so we save more money within the practice, and just the smiles that patients will have on their face. So I'm very excited about that. And then also the color expansion in the style colors. Yes. You know, so I'm super excited about that. But let's take it from the top. Let's start with the Eisen brand.
Okay.
Before we even get into the start, a lot of my colleagues, they always contact me just trying to figure out, you know, what is Eisen? What are the powers that are in Eisen? The names, the brands. So let's just kind of take it from the beginning and then jump into why you guys came out with the Eisen start and how that lens actually operates.
I can take it definitely from the beginning because Eisen is a brand that I launched in the United States about 3 years ago.
Okay.
So we were there at the very beginning. And the great thing about Eisen is we hadn't launched a new brand in a long time at Essilor. You know, we've had Verilux, Crizal, Transitions. Eisen was something new. It was something different. And it's really got a couple of different reasons behind it. First and foremost is the single vision wearer of today cannot just continue using a single vision.
Right.
It's a commodity product. It doesn't address their needs. It's not addressing the challenges with digital eye strain, harmful blue light protection. And at the end of the day, if you think about it, if we want the eye care professional to be successful in the long run, 50% of your lens volume, which is a single vision today, can't be a commodity product.
Right.
If that's all it is, I can go anywhere to get that. If you have something that's unique, that's differentiated, that's got the power of a brand behind it, there are so many more things that the ECP can do with a single vision consumer. So for Eisen today, we've got a full range of Eisen products under the Eisen Plus brand. So Eisen Plus has different levels of what we call accommodative relief, all the way from 0 to 4 now, because what we've seen is there is that kind of middle ground for people that maybe they're not ready for a progressive, but they still have some level of digital eye strain. So we've got 0, 1, 2, 3, and 4. So 0 obviously is 0. It's got no accommodative relief, but it still benefits from 1, the aspect of digital surfacing, and 2, our proprietary and patented wave technology, which we have in some of our Verilux designs, which takes care of higher order aberrations and provides sharper vision to the patient. And then when you get into Eisen Plus 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, you've got 0.4 diopters of power, 0.6 diopters of power, 0.85 diopters of power, and 1.1 diopters of power. And from an R&D standpoint, we do have somewhat of an age recommendation, just like a progressive, where add power is correlated to your age. And there is science behind it, because when we talk about that first level, the 0.4 diopters of power, even, I don't know, an 18 or 20-year-old is going to lose that amount of accommodation after a specific period of time in a near zone task. And that time can be just as little as 20 minutes.
Right.
And at the end of the day, think about it like your luggage at the airport. Can you carry it around the airport all day? Sure. Is it a little bit easier if you put wheels on that bag?
Absolutely.
Exactly. So that's really where the accommodative relief comes in. And we've got the age recommendation, but we allow, and we tell at the end of the day, the eye care professional, the OD, you know your patient's best. You're going to have that conversation with them. You provide that level that's best for you. That being said, you know, at some point, we need to go bigger with Eisen, especially if we want to make it truly a brand and truly a driver of business for the entire industry. So that's why we came back with Eisen Start, to have something that, not saying anything about Eisen Plus, but giving the ECP something a little bit different, something unique, something that's really powerful.
Yeah.
So Eisen Start is one design that, honestly, if you're somewhere between, if you've been dispensing Eisen Plus 0, 1, or 2, you could think about replacing those designs with the Eisen Start at the end of the day. I go back and forth. I've got, well, I need a case for all the glasses I have to tell you. I think I'm up to 12 or 15 pairs.
Okay.
Now, some of those are prescription sun. It's okay. But I go back and forth between Eisen Start, the Eisen Plus 2, which is the 0.6. So I've got a few different ones. The great thing about Eisen Start is it is truly a revolution in single vision. You know, a few years ago, we talk about revolution in certain terms, because some products are technically an evolution. Mm-hmm. It's just that next generation. Some products are truly a revolution, and they break compromises and break the mold. We did that progressives with Verilux X series a few years ago. Eisen Start's going to do the same thing with single vision.
Nice.
Because a single vision, as you know today, it really hasn't changed in over 200 years. Do we have aspheric lenses? Yes. Do they solve all the problems? No. We have digital single vision today. Do they solve some problems? Yes. Are they all the problems? No. So we need something better. And to be fair, with even aspheric single vision, digital single vision, 80-85% of the single vision lenses out there today are still the plain old traditional ground single vision lens.
Wow.
A lot of it's stock lenses, which is fine. I get it. But the patients, the ECP, the consumers of today, they need something better.
Absolutely.
They need something that is different, that's unique, that's going to solve their problems. Because at the end of the day, as you know, once you get outside of that optical center on traditional single vision,
life's a nightmare.
Life's a nightmare.
I was just having this conversation with a patient literally last week.
Yes.
And they came in for an RX check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dr. Glover, man, I can see excellent through the center of these lenses. But as soon as I get out to the outskirts, everything is all messed up and jacked up. So we had to have that conversation about mm-hmm. how to look through the lens and why it was taking place. So that's why I was so intrigued, and a big smile just popped on my face when I heard about this Eisen Start.
Yes. So at the end of the day, as you know, once you move out of that optical center, you're going to induce power error. You're going to introduce astigmatism just based on the spherical geometry of the lens itself.
Yeah.
Now, we've come a little bit of the way when you talk about an aspheric lens. Mm-hmm. But a traditionally surfaced aspheric lens is really going to only solve that in the distance. Now, with a digital single vision, we've moved that asphericity to the back surface of the lens. But again, it's only part of the way. With Eisen Start, what we're able to do is have some level of asphericity in the far and the near zone. And at the end of the day, we're reducing the power error and astigmatism by up to 60% in that reading area.
Wow.
Because a patient today, they can't use just that little area.
Right.
Screens, devices, moving here and there. They can't be constrained by that. It's, yeah. You know, if I'm going to buy a pair of glasses, I want them to work for me. I don't want to work for them.
Right.
You know, I want to learn how to use it. So
right.
With Eisen Start, I think we've got a big, big winner on our hands. Obviously, the lens blank in and of itself will also protect from harmful blue light. It'll have embedded protection from harmful blue light in the lens. And I think if from an ECP perspective, from a business building perspective, it's something that's different. It's something you can't get anywhere else. It's something that, because we know there's a disparity between number of exams versus number of lenses sold. How do we close that gap at the ECP's practice? Eisen Start's a way to do that at the end of the day. And the great thing, and I don't know, you probably know from dispensing Eisen branded products today, but the great thing about Eisen is brands and premium drive other brands and premium. If you look at Crizal, if you look at Transitions, my penetration of Crizal on Verilux is north of 75%.
Okay.
On a traditional single vision, less than a third. Mm. On Eisen, it's more like Verilux. Same with Transitions. Transitions is probably one out of every three Verilux is a Transitions. 15%, half of it maybe for a single vision. I'm up to a third of Eisen with Transitions. So hey. Premium's driving other premium.
I like
so,
it.
So and it, the patient that wants it, they want the best. So give them the best. So that's kind of where we're at with Eisen Start. And Eisen Start is available today. We did something different this year where we knew that we wanted to kick off the year with a new innovation, but we wanted to be able to hit the ground running and not waste time. So we set up all the back office stuff, the LMS, the practice management system, the managed vision care formulas. That was all taken care of by November of last year. Now we're introducing the market Eisen Start because the challenge is there's a lot of eye care professionals out there that want innovation, that want to adopt new product. They just can't do it quickly because we have these kind of barriers in our industry.
Right.
From a systems perspective, from a plan perspective, it almost keeps you from adopting innovation quickly. Yeah. So we did everything that we could up front so that it's a seamless transition now that they can hit the ground running.
Nice. Very nice. Well, yes. I'm looking forward to utilizing that Eisen Start Friday when I get back to patient care. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Start ordering today.
Nice. So let's circle back. You mentioned Verilux. You know, Verilux is a brand that's known all across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have a new lens coming out known as Verilux Comfort Max. Let's talk about that.
So the Verilux Comfort Max is going to be a really great product.
Okay.
Is it the best Verilux? No, because I have Verilux X Series. But that being said, not every patient is going to get Verilux X Series. Not every eye care professional is going to dispense Verilux X Series. So we need to, we need to have a full range. I've got 20,000 plus ECPs selling Verilux today. I want to make sure that they have a complete offer, and I don't want to restrict them that any patient that walks in the door can't leave with a Verilux design.
Gotcha.
So I want to make sure they have a whole portfolio approach. The great thing about Verilux Comfort Max is it's utilizing a new aspect to our patented live optics process. What's different about S-Lore is that in our R&D, everything begins and ends with the wearer. Real people wearing eyeglass lenses, taking surveys, being in studies, all these different things to find out what they do. We actually have a house in France that we own.
Okay.
It's called the House Lab.
Okay.
And really, it's the optical version of Big Brother, where we put
oh my goodness,
we put consumers in there and we record and we film and we just watch them cook, watch them use their cell phone,
right.
Watch them do TV and read, you know, and to figure out how are they using their glasses,
that's
what
amazing.
Are their posture, yeah. So these are the things that we do.
Okay.
So what we did now is we really said, okay, these changing devices, these changing visual needs are impacting people's postures because I'm having to move my body and I'm kind of feeling restricted.
Yeah.
Now, for me, I love Essilor, but they're putting me in coach. So how often are you on a flight and you have to kind of figure it out where
right,
you're going? So
right.
That's how people feel about their glasses sometimes. So how do you make it so the glasses work for them and not the other way around? So that's what we did with Flex Optum technology that we figured out through Live Optics to understand how do we best fit the patient needs. So Flex Optum is going to be a two-step process. One is we've defined vision profiles based on not just ad power, but ametropia, hyperope, myope, emmetrope versus the high to low ad. So you've got your 15 vision profiles that we put a patient in. Then the calculation engine says, hey, but what does the individual patient need? What is that individual prescription? What's the fitting height? What's the PD? What's the material? And individually calculates that for the patient so they've got that unique power profile to put the intermediate zone at exactly where they need it, stretch it without compromising the distance or the near vision.
Okay.
So comfortable vision, flexibility of postures, freedom of movement, and Verilux Comfort has been an iconic design, especially in the U.S. optical market. You know, we first launched, and we've used it, the branding is so near and dear to so many people's hearts. You know, we launched Verilux Comfort the first time in 1994. Verilux Comfort, the second generation in 2010. That was my first really big product launch at Essilor. You know, we've got a couple other versions of the Verilux Comfort W2 Plus. When we added Wave Technology 2, which was a big improvement. But that core, though, they were all still iterations of a core power profile.
Gotcha.
And this is where we've kind of gone beyond that and almost a system of profiles with the vision profiles between ad and ametropia. And then beyond that, we take and adjust that intermediate vision zone based on the individual patient's prescription and truly customize it for them. You know, not to go down too far of a rabbit hole with customization, personalization, people have all sorts of equipment out there to take all these great measurements. I could take the Vertex, I can take the Panto, I can take the Wrap. At the end of the day, with the R&D that we've done, with the research into the real people that we've done, with the amount of data that we have based on that, I don't need all those additional measurements. There's so much customization I can put in the design just based on the prescription alone.
Oh, wow.
I know so much about the patient just from their prescription. Obviously, you get some level of their age because they're at power. You get some idea of how they use their lenses based on which part of the area they're going to track to, are they myope or hyperope, figure out their gaze direction, all these types. There's so much information that we can take just with the RX. So PD, fitting height, and it's still customized. Nothing else is required. That's all we need. And with Verilux Comfort Max, you've got brand new technology, but at more at that Verilux Comfort W2 Plus level. So from a managed care, a private pay, that accessibility, you know, we've got Verilux X Series is the best and will continue to be the best. And we're going to continue to push it. It continues to grow each and every day. And in fact, it's amazing how quickly it's becoming from it's almost the number one selling in volume of Verilux already.
Oh, wow.
But it's super premium, right?
Yeah.
So I got to have something else because we want everyone to have a Verilux.
Right.
We don't want people to have to compromise on their vision. So that's where we're coming with Verilux Comfort Max in April. There's going to be more information on that to come. We'll probably do a big launch about that at Vision Expo East in New York. But I'm very excited about that. Like I said, the second generation of Verilux Comfort, which was still a traditionally surface product, and we still sell today, that was kind of my first big product launch at Essilor, and that one's it's amazing how you start thinking about these as your children. In a way, I've got a few Eisen,
Verilux babies.
Yes, and they're growing up.
So you know, one thing I want folks to take from this podcast, this interview, is you know how can they enhance that doctor-patient interaction? How can they educate their patients about you know, Verilux or progressive lenses. I mean, there's tons of progressive designs on the market. So when a patient comes in, it's their first time wearing a progressive, and you have all these options of Verilux, where do you start or what do you recommend in regards to how they educate their patient? Whether it's a comfort, whether it's an X series, how can they truly do the digging to accommodate their lifestyle and pick the right choice to make the patient happy?
I'll be honest, before you even get into the product, what I would recommend to all of your colleagues out there is you first need to educate the patient on the condition. Presbyopia impacts 90%+ of people. It's gonna happen to you. Death, taxes, presbyopia. Yet no consumer knows that name.
We need to put that on a shirt.
It's gonna happen.
Right.
And yet I can tell you, because we do the research, I can tell you time and time again, I've been behind that two-way mirror working at focus groups for consumers. You ask them what presbyopia is, they have no idea. I don't want to tell you what they think it is, but they have no idea. And then you ask them, you get the moderator probe, okay, even if you were wearing glasses before, because let's not even get into like when an emmetrope comes in and needs to learn that, oh, you need glasses now. That's a whole different thing. But let's say you've got glasses to begin with, or even contacts. When you ask consumers, when I've seen it in focus groups, when you ask them, how did your doctor, not the optician or staff in the front, but in the chair, how did they describe what's happening to your vision? Are they talking about the hardening of the crystal lens, the weakness of the ciliary muscles? Are they just talking about you're struggling a little bit to see up close? Almost to a person, you know what I hear?
What do you hear?
It's time to put you in bifocals. That's just the quick and dirty way to say this is what's going on. Even right. If the doctor has no intention of having the staff recommend and dispense a bifocal to them in the optical. But that's where it's got to start, because there is so much power in that prescription.
Absolutely.
There is so much power in that piece of paper. And the same research, the reason the consumers feel comfortable getting out the door and walking away is because they put so much faith in that RX. So from a doctor perspective, it's not just this piece of paper I'm giving you with the prescription that's for you. I want to make sure that prescription is provided to you in the best way possible, and that's through a product you're going to get here. You can take the prescription somewhere else. It will be made to your prescription. Yes. Will it solve all your problems? Maybe not. So I think before you even get into brands and products, I think the patient just needs to be educated about their condition. That's my personal opinion, and that's what I've heard. But even before, so you get into that, then you start talking about product, right? First and foremost, you've got Verilux. It's really kind of getting into what the patient needs. What are they looking for? And trying to figure out where are their pain points. And obviously, you're always going to start with the best, because Verilux X Series is going to help every single person. There's not a single person that cannot benefit from Verilux X Series. If they don't want Verilux X Series, that's fine. This is where Verilux Comfort Max is going to play a role. And having those two options. Now, if you need a third option, we still have our Verilux Comfort DRX, which is a great product. But that's kind of where we're sitting. And then a few others. It just depends on what you're comfortable with, what the staff's comfortable with. But really, it's like uncovering the patient needs, explaining what the benefits are, explaining why this is going to be better than something else is very critical.
Are you a fan of having, you know, less options, especially when you have something like the Verilux Comfort Max and then also the X Series design? I mean, that seems like that could win patients over either way.
I think maybe two or three designs that both the doctor and the staff are comfortable with recommending and can explain. Because more than that, it's just going to be...
It's confusing.
It's complex. It's confusing. Especially because, like I said, the consumer is going to do what the doctor and the staff recommend.
Absolutely.
So keep it simple. You know, the sad thing is, every doctor out there, you're probably talking to your lab rep, and they're coming in, and it's a 30-page price book. Tell them to say, just give me one page, pull out the two or three products you want me to order from your lab, and just give me the one page. I don't need the full list.
Right.
I don't need all of that.
Right.
But I guarantee you, every lab rep I know, it's a catalog.
Yeah.
You don't need a catalog.
Yeah. They're turning, you know, the optical team member into a used car salesman because they have a million options. I'm like you. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Give me the couple of options. Dig into my lifestyle. Educate about presbyopia.
Correct.
And make the patient happy.
Yes.
And make the process easy. Just streamline everything. We don't need all this other stuff that's just making the entire process complicated and not exciting and not friendly.
Correct. Know? And it allows you that when you focus on the few options. Mm-hmm. You really become the expert. And that's what the patient wants. They want to listen to the experts. They want to know what they're getting. They want to know why you're recommending it. And then they'll say yes.
So you're an expert, especially when it comes to these products, let's talk about the Crizal Rock. I mean, I really love this. As I mentioned earlier, the first thing that came to mind for me was just, you know, more money to the practice, the bottom line, because you're not going to run into those warranty issues as much. And you're going to have patients a lot happier, whether it's, you know, a young lady like my wife that loves to throw her expensive glasses into her purse mm-hmm. with no case. And I'm like, baby, what are you doing? I still have to pay for this stuff. It's not free, you know. You're going to complain about the scratches. Or a child that, you know, may just throw their glasses around. Or someone like my father-in-law who literally takes his glasses off when he gets home and just tosses them. And mm-hmm. every time I pick it up, it looks like someone took sandpaper to clean them off.
Yes.
So, you know, it's something that's impacted by all demographics, all age groups, you name it. Let's talk about this lens, because it seems like it's cutting-edge technology and it's really going to change the game for us as eye care professionals.
It is, and Crizal, the new Crizal Rock product is going to be great. It's not going to be available till later this year, so I don't have too much to say. All I will say is this, is Crizal is one of those brands that has so much power to it. And also, from an ECP perspective, it's so great because everyone can have Crizal. We talk about Varilux, but obviously Varilux has a specific patient demographic based on the refractive condition. No one should go without Crizal.
Absolutely.
And the three pillars of Crizal, if you think about what Crizal stands for, it's clarity, durability, and protection. Obviously, with clarity, the best way to exemplify that is what we've done with Crizal Sapphire 360 UV, which is best-in-class transparency. Durability, we've got a couple of things there. And what people don't understand is durability is not just scratch, right? Scratch is important, yes.
Smudges, stuff like that.
The more I have to clean the lenses, the more those microfractures get in there. So we've got a lot of lenses out there, a lot of coatings out there that focus really hard on scratch. But they're not very cleanable.
Right.
So fine, you've solved one problem. It's not going to solve the overall problem of the durability of the lens, the lifetime of that lens. So we really have to, how do you manage both of those? How do you get the best of both? And that's where Crizal Rock's going to come in. And I think it's going to be a very powerful product in what it can do. And it's just gonna be something that we can continue to push Crizal and grow that penetration of Crizal in the market. But it will be a very durable lens. I do want to touch on one thing, if we have a minute, on protection.
Yeah,
because that's not something that comes automatically to the minds of the ECP when it comes to Crizal. But I think there's a huge opportunity for the medical necessity of a Crizal coating as it relates to protection and patient care. First and foremost, we've got Crizal Prevention. Obviously, we talk about harmful blue light. And I know when we first launched, there were some questions about aesthetics, which, yes. But to be honest, Crizal Prevention is one of the fastest growing Crizal no glares I have today.
You know the kickback I get about with that lens? You wouldn't believe what people tell me. The reason why sometimes they have an issue with that lens is because it messes up their selfies. I'm dead serious. I hear it at least twice a week. It is your younger generation, but you know, when they take those photos and they see that color, you know, it messes up the aesthetic of the picture. And that's a real deal that people actually have problems with.
But that's it. It's interesting because the vast majority of Crizal Prevention is sold on single vision lenses. But no, I think it's still a wonderful product. I think that there's a lot of opportunity for ECPs to utilize Crizal Prevention, especially based on its placement in certain formularies. And then obviously with a few years ago when we added the backside UV protection to Crizal. One thing that's going to be very impactful this year is we've got a partnership with the Skin Cancer Foundation.
Okay.
And so Crizal now has a recommendation seal from the United States Skin Cancer Foundation. So we're going to do some partnerships with them. Because roughly anywhere from 5 to 10% of skin cancer occurs on the eyelid.
Yeah.
So what kind of protection, what level of protection you want to give the patient with something like Crizal? And the UV backside protection is even in the base level Crizal Easy UV. So you've got a huge opportunity, and we want to make sure that ECPs can leverage that seal of recommendation when they recommend Crizal to their patients. So a lot of really great things with Crizal. Now, obviously, Crizal Rock's coming, but we're going to be pushing Crizal for the whole year for sure.
Absolutely. So, and you know, again, as I mentioned earlier, I want, you know, eye care professionals to really be educated on how to have this conversation with their patients and just have knowledge of the products that they have access to. So if you could just take it from the most basic option of Crizal all the way to Crizal Rock, so, you know, eye care professionals can know just the background and the various things that come along with this lens.
So
with coating.
Yeah. So with Crizal Easy UV, you're going to get really good clarity, scratch, cleanability, and the backside UV protection. It's that base. It's going to be better than what you're going to see in a lab choice or house AR, especially because it starts first and foremost with the hard coat. A lot of people, there's a lot of really great technology in anti-reflective coatings in the stack. There's even more so if I want to sit here and talk about a hard coat with you for a while. If we want to talk about a dip line versus a backside spin, we could talk for a while on that. But when you think about
it, might be over my head, yeah, there, man.
That double-sided dip coat for Crizal is really the foundation of the product and why it's a step above what you're going to get with a house AR.
Okay.
Then I step up to Crizal Alizé UV, and that's where we really improve that top coat, and that's where you start getting the cleanability, the smudge resistance, and it's another very good product. When I kick it up to Crizal Avancé UV, I'm amping the ESPF value up from 25 to 35, so I'm improving the backside UV protection.
Gotcha.
Plus, I'm adding what we call the SR booster from a scratch resistance, so beyond the hard coat, an actual underlayer in the stack itself to improve scratch, and an anti-particulate layer for the dust and all the crazy stuff that just helps it makes it more cleanable. Now, then over to the side, we've got Crizal Prevention, of course, with the blue light protection, and then obviously Crizal Sapphire 360 UV, which is going to be your best-in-class transparency. You know, if you think about any of the other Crizals, you're letting, 1% of light through the lens. You're blocking 99% or letting it that much through. And at the end of the day, Crizal Sapphire 360 UV, it's only 0.5% reflection. Mm. So a very – and it's a beautiful lens with a blue hue. So really, that whole Crizal range is amazing. Crizal Rock is going to be somewhere around the lines of the Crizal MSA UV product when it comes out. But just another level up on the durability.
Gotcha. Well, that's great knowledge. One thing I want to dive deep into is, you know, the color expansion of the style colors with transitions. I'm a big advocate for transitions.
Yes.
The glasses I have on right now have the extra active. That is my go-to. I love that little mild tint on the lens mm-hmm. to add a little more pop of flare to the frame, tinting behind a car windshield to give me, you know, some more protection from light sensitivity. I mean, that's my go-to. But you guys also dropped that Signature Gen 8 last year, which was a game changer. I mean, faster activation, quicker fade back time. When you start talking to patients that tried transitions years or decades ago, they're like, oh, no, that thing takes forever to get mm-hmm. back to where it needs to be. And when you have that in your arsenal to tell them, no, the game has changed, you know, that really changes everything. But let's talk about, you know, just the basics. Let's start with the Signature mm-hmm. Gen 8, then move into, you know, the extra active. And even touch on the Vantage, just the options that are available.
Okay. Well, you know, Transition Signature Gen 8 was a huge launch for us last year. It really is a step above other photochromics in the market, to your point about the speed. And really, we can say it is the overall best photochromic lens in the market today. And that is another challenge with the industry when you think about, I tried it once, I'm never going to try it again. This is not consumer packaged goods where I tried detergent 1 week. I didn't like it. I'm going to go back and get another detergent. Because you, as you know, you've got a brief window of opportunity to recommend the right pair of glasses for that patient.
Right.
If it works and it doesn't work, you might see them in, 2 years?
Right.
That is a big challenge. So you've got to, for their part, they're assuming a little bit of risk on their side. So if I had issues with photochromics in the past, but now I have brand new Transition Gen 8, that's where the demo tools come in. That's where the education comes in and saying, no, this is different. This is the lens for you.
Yeah.
So Transition Signature Gen 8 is just been an amazing product for us. We've seen an increase in transitions penetration. We've seen an increase in transitions volume. Just an overall general excitement for transitions, again, as a brand. And what we really want to see is make sure that transitions brand transcends
yes.
all demographics. Because, yes. you know, like we've talked about, I've got a much higher penetration of transitions in progressive versus single vision. But there's no reason, especially a single vision patient today, like we've talked about device uses. I don't know if transitions is the best protection from harmful blue light inside and out. The single biggest source of harmful blue light is the sun.
Absolutely.
And then you got the devices inside. So transitions for a young millennial on devices all the time, don't be afraid to recommend transitions, especially now, starting in February, we have the new Gen 8 in all the style colors.
Yes.
Those are pretty fun. I really like those. Those have been a real success for us. I think it's something new. It's something fun. It's a new way to talk about transitions. And, of course, with the Gen 8 launch, we are expanding that Gen 8 style color range to include the Verilux Comfort W2 Plus. When Verilux Comfort Max comes out, it'll be available in that.
Okay.
Verilux Physio W3 Plus and Verilux X Series. Prior to this, I didn't have Verilux X Series in the style colors. It was still just the iconic gray and brown and graphite green. So there's a huge opportunity for ECPs. Because what we find is the ones that have the success are the ones that can leverage the power of the brands together.
Right.
When you pair Verilux and Transitions, Verilux, Transitions, and Crizal, man, That's a lot of great features and benefits to explain to a patient to really help them.
Very powerful.
Yes,
very powerful. Yeah.
Transitions Extra Active is another really great product. It solves that problem of behind the windshield. Yeah. And I think it's probably underutilized. I think that there's some misconceptions about either or as a practice. Am I dispensing Signature or am I dispensing Extra Active? No, dispense both.
Absolutely.
It's very simple. To the patient, do you want lenses that change when you go outside? Yes or no? Yes, I want transition. Do you want to make sure they change when you go behind the windshield of your car? Yes or no? That'll help you. Signature or Extra Active. It's that simple. Two questions, and you can have both of those in your portfolio.
Sometimes I think us as eye care professionals, optometrists, we just make life difficult. I mean, it's basically that easy. Do you want them to tint when you go outside? Yes or no? Do you want them to tint behind the car windshield? Yes or no? Folks, listen to this. This is just basic stuff that we should be doing every single day to just make our practice greater and better. So, I mean, yeah, it doesn't make sense to me why we're not. Honestly, I feel like just like anti-reflective coating, transitions should be a staple on your lens.
It should be. And I think for a doctor or their staff, I think the biggest thing that they can do is that first question. There are going to be patients that might tell you no. Do not be afraid of no, because you'll never get a yes if you don't ask the first time. Ask every patient. If they say no, that's fine.
Yep.
The next patient might say yes, but they're not going to say yes if you don't ask.
And this is the other thing. You don't want to be that one professional that did not offer it to them, and they go down the street, and that next person they'd offer it to them.
Exactly.
And not only did they offer it to them, they broke down all the different options to accommodate the lifestyle that they may have.
Exactly.
So you want to stay ahead of the game and make sure that you are prescribing per lifestyle, but also just asking a basic question. Do you want your glasses to tint when you go outside? Do you want the glasses to tint behind the car windshield?
Yes.
Keep it basic and simple.
You got to ask. You're not going to hit a home run if you don't swing.
You got it. So, Jeff, you dropped a lot of jewels, a lot of gems. I mean, great information. What's the main takeaway points that you want someone to take from this podcast?
A couple of them would be, don't be afraid to educate the patient from the chair. Don't be afraid to use big words. We're in the age of Google and the internet, and they've probably already searched something that you're going to tell them. So don't be afraid to use words like presbyopia. They need to know. That's what's going on with their lives. That's what's changing their vision. Don't be afraid to tell them. And like I said, on something like transitions or Crizal, don't be afraid of the word no. You're not going to ever close the sale or never make that recommendation if you don't ask. So people are going to say no. Don't take it personally. Don't get upset. Don't make it stop you asking the next patient that really might need and want Crizal in transitions, but they're not going to get it or know about it unless you ask. The other thing I would say is never has it been more important for the eye care professional to really think about the quality of the products that they're recommending to the patient. We talk about the eye care professional has a lot of choices in the labs and the brands that they partner with. And the consumer has more and more choices than ever before about where to go and get eyewear and glasses.
At their fingertips.
Exactly. On their phone.
Yeah.
So never more in the history of optical has the eye care professional needed to have something to differentiate themselves. What Essilor is trying to do with these innovations is provide that differentiation, provide that support. And it's not just important for our eye care professionals and the business, but this is about our mission. This is about, we talk a lot about if our mission is eradicating poor vision within a generation. This all supports the mission, right? If I am not able to drive the brands and provide excellent vision to people here, there are so many other things that suffer around the globe. These brands, the products within the brands, and the eye care professionals that recommend the brands to the patients, all they're doing is they are partners with us, not in business, but they are partners with us in our mission, because changing the vision of people that need it changes lives. And knowing that when you partner with Essilor, when you partner with these brands, we are doing something with that. You might send you get the invoice to the lab, you send it back. There, we are doing something special with that. It is not just about us. It is truly about the mission. And that is why it's easy to get up every day and go to Essilor and be there with the people, because every single person in there believes in the mission, lives the mission, and knows that everything they do is going to impact that mission.
So thank you so much for being on the show today. I mean, my mind is just blown by just the innovation and how you guys just every year take it up to the next level. And, you know, 2020 is great, but I'm already looking forward to 2021, you know. For the listeners, our followers, if they have a question or want to know more about a product, what's the best way for them to contact you, Jeff?
Your best resource is your Essler sales consultant. You know, we're sitting here at the national sales meeting. They're going through hours and hours of training to be able to speak to the products, speak to the innovation, speak to the brands. And on top of that, there's already a personal relationship built in. There's a level of trust. There's an understanding. There's a knowledge of their individual business that's so critical. Because at the end of the day, we want to be a partner at the global level. And we want to be a partner at the local level.
Thanks, Jeff, man. I really enjoyed you on the show today. And I look forward to getting to 2021. I know, you know, this is the year of vision and we're going to see the difference. But, man, you're just full of great information. Thank you again.
Well, thank you for having me, Dr. Glover. I'd be happy to come back anytime.
Awesome.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast and remember, we keep it 2020 around here, pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.